And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 81, State of the Green Lantern Universe. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
And I am Murray Fox.
And as it said in the title, we'll be talking about the Green Lantern Universe, the actual what's happening in the titles, and what is going on with the creative teams. If you, I'm sure, unless you've been living in a rock or don't pay attention to that crap, Jeff Johns is going to conclude his epic Green Lantern run as of Green Lantern number 20, which would be 17, just came out this week as we are recording this. So it's about 3 months. And so according to that, his little thing on the 11th of February on the DC Comics blog, that makes over 100 issues of Green Lantern that he has had the fortune to write. That's pretty big. Lots of stuff there. The Rebirth, the Blackest Night, the Sinestro Corps War, which is still one of my favorites of his. I'd like to see the Absolute edition of that. I think that would be kind of cool.
I have to say, though, I am disappointed. I mean, I like the choices for the replacement people on the books, but, again, I was hoping for a shuffling of the existing crew.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why, unless they've got, especially with Peter Tomasi in Green Lantern Corps, because, I love, he has the same same artist on the Batman and Robin, they do such a great job on that. We'll get into the details of that here in a minute. I'm not really understand some of the choices that they got. So, considering some of the track records of some of them, but we'll get into that. In fact, your friend, Josh Filecoff, he's, getting pretty good there.
Two of them.
We'll get into that here in a second. Number 20 will be the Rise of the Third Army storyline ended in Green Lantern Corps Annual number 1. And this month started the Wrath of the White Lantern or something. I can't believe I forgot the name of it already.
First Lantern.
Yeah. The First Lantern saga. And kind of an interesting deal there. Not sure what I think of it so far. It's a tad anticlimactic, considering.
Oh my god, a tad?
Yeah.
A tad?
Okay. Yeah, it started out rough. Wrath of the First Lantern. I did have it right. Okay. but we'll get into that too. But before we get into that, let's get into the new creative teams that will be taking over the titles. First, we have Robert Venditti and Billy Tan on the Green Lantern proper. Let's see. Robert Venditti, what else has he done? Oh, Surrogates. That's right. That's his claim to fame.
What is it?
The Surrogates.
Surrogates. Right.
Yeah, that's a. I never did. I read like the first couple of those. I don't think I did finish. He's also reading. writing Exo Manowar for Valiant right now. So that's a good book. I'm actually, now that I know that, I feel a little bit better about it. Oh, that's right, and he's going to be doing. I didn't realize that. He took over for Paul Cornell on Demon Knights, and he will be writing the Constantine book as well. So.
No, he's off Constantine.
Oh, is he off of it already? Okay, Wikipedia hasn't caught up yet.
Yeah, it was a book he was going to do, and then as his plate got fuller and fuller, he realized something had to give, so Constantine went to Jeff Lemire and Ray Fox, and he's he's sticking with Green Lantern. But he was, yeah, he was going to do the Constantine book.
Yeah, the residuals from Green Lantern will be worth it.
Oh, I'm sure. He still is reading Demon Knights. I'm looking at his blog right here. Interesting layout, too. But yeah, he did like, you know, I guess he's got a thing called Homeland, and he did the graphic novel adaptions to the Percy Jackson and Olympian novels. So that's interesting.
Oh, those are good, actually. My daughter and I have read those together. Those are actually pretty decent.
Yeah, and let's see, Billy Tan, I'm sure, you know, that name sounds familiar.
Billy Tan did pre-reboot, he was on Outsiders, and post-reboot, I want to say he was on Savage Hawkman.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Let's see, he is... was the regular artist on Uncanny X-Men in 2006. In 2008, he was invited to draw the New Avengers issues 41 and 43 and 44, tied into Secret Invasion storyline. That's began working for Image. He's got a list of some of his stuff there. But anyway, yeah, we'll be starting on Green Lantern with number 21.
There's people who genuinely dislike his art, so it'll be interesting to hear.
Yeah, it seems like I remember somebody saying that on one of the things. So, yeah, it should be interesting. I don't know what I'm still kind of mixed feelings about somebody I've never. Well, I mean, I have actually read some of his work, but I don't know, not very well known to me. Though the stuff I did read in the actual surrogate stuff, you know, was interesting. So we'll see. We'll see.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, let's see. Joshua Hill. Oh, wait, I'll go back. On the Green Lantern Corps is going to be taken by Josh Filakoff. Is that Filakoff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And with art by Bernard Chang, and he was the one that was writing the I Vampire that was recently canceled. It looks like he is did a book called Last of the Greats on Image. He's done Echoes for Top Cow, Tumor for Arcadia, Elk's Run for Villiard in 2007. He's also doing a Doctor Who series, apparently, on IDW. And now Green Lantern Corps. So that's good. And I liked his stuff on iVampire, so that should be interesting. Interesting choice, because he's mostly known as a horror writer, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. His early stuff... that I'm blanking. It was for Horse and Buggy, though, as the publisher. And yeah, it was a horror.
And let's see, we got Bernard Chang here doing the art. He's done, looks like he's done all kinds of stuff. X-Men, Mutants, Cable, Deadpool. He did stuff for the early Valiant Comics. He drew the DC Universe. Presents Dead Man. So yeah, we have seen him before. I'm blanking on some of these. Okay, now we got Green Lantern and the New Guardian, or excuse me, Green Lantern New Guardians by Justin Jordan and Brad Walker. Justin Jordan, let's see, where does it go? No, he's not a basketball player. Not the same one. Here we go. I should have had this pulled up earlier.
Yeah.
My bad, people. Okay, well. What has he wrote? He wrote, let's see, he took over the Terminator, or excuse me, Deathstroke and Hawkman, which... were both canceled.
Wasn't he also on Team 7?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, he was on Team 7. That's right.
Which also got canceled. Oh, no, it hasn't been canceled. Oh, yes, it has. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah, that was canceled. That wasn't even barely on. I'm trying to see what else was he in. Not that much on him on the web, actually. Believe it or not.
He did a series for Image, I think, called 27.
27. Interesting. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think that's him. I think it has to do with the myth not the myth, but
Luther Strode. That Luther Strode book. I can't remember the name of it.
It'll come to you. But thank goodness for the internet.
Yes. Crap. Actually read that. Oh, man, I am so unprepared today.
The Mystery of Luther Strode?
The Legend of Luther Strode. That's it. No, The Strange Talent of Luther Strode. There it is. I'm so sorry. My deployments were... I had a lot of interaction with people... I didn't get to do as much research as I planned, which I enjoyed that book. That was really interesting. Isn't he? I think he's also doing Shadow Man right now.
So a lot of these guys are doing Cross, Valiant, and DC. Goodness.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Looks like it.
Goodness gracious me. Sorry.
No.
I'm watching Star Wars with the kids.
Oh, I see. Yeah, here it is. Oh, he did a Zuda Comics thing, too. It looks like.
That was that web-only initiative that DC did for a few minutes, right?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, he did that, too. I'm sure that's where he got his start. So, yeah, that could be good, then. I have looked at some of his stuff. Brad Walker. I'm trying to think. Don't recognize him from anywhere.
I think he did a Secret Six miniseries way back.
Yeah, here we go.
I don't think he was in the Olympics. There was an Olympian named Brad Walker.
Yeah, I was looking at that too. Marvel Comics. He did some Marvel stuff.
Oh my god, it's the Blade Runner! No, I'm kidding, sorry.
Yeah, Roger. Okay, well, not too familiar with his stuff, so... But that should be interesting.
You will become more familiar with it now that he is on the Green Lantern book.
Yes, exactly. Then we got Red Lanterns with Josh Falkoff again, with art by Alessandro Vitti. Now that name sounds familiar, and I don't know why. Maybe it's the Alessandro part. Oh, yeah.
What is the last name? Vitti?
Yeah, V-I-T-T-I. Did the last ride of the Howling Commandos, looks like.
Okay.
I see some
that helps
stuff.
Me.
He did done Marvel stuff, apparently. And he is...
he's good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Oh. Let's see. What else we got? Now, here's the fun part. Or, I don't know, kind of fun or... This I'm kind of torn about this book because I like the creative team, but they're actually the fifth Green Lantern title called Larflees, by Keith Giffen and art by Scott Collins, and I really like Scott Collins' work. So that should be – I don't know. That's interesting.
If it's the Scott Collins that's done the Larflees pages so far that we've seen – all of one set of, mm-hmm. I'm okay with it. If it's the Scott Collins that was recently on Legion, God help us. Or if it's the Scott Collins who was doing Avengers many years ago, great. It's just that guy, inconsistent is probably my adjective for him.
Yeah, he did a lot of Flash stuff with Johns, too, back when they, you know... Before they brought Wally back,
right. And that was awesome stuff. I mean, that,
yeah,
that
it was
incredibly good. But, you know, his stuff recently has been, for lack of a better word, crap.
Okay.
I mean, I could probably come up with a better word. It's not
I didn't really have a problem with the stuff on the Legion, but, you know, I know I'm way behind on Legion podcast, but I'm pretty sure I remember them saying that they had this had some issues with it too. So, but you know, each his own. So,
you have got to read number 16 then, and you will.
Oh, I read. No, I read the. I meant the podcast. I've read the comics.
Oh, okay.
Oh, speaking of, holy crap! Number 17.
Ooh,
man! Talk about a shocker.
Awesome sauce. A disappointment, but awesome at the same time.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think they got a little harsh with it. If they're trying to shake things up and get interest back in, I think they went a little overboard. But hey, what are you gonna do? Can't control that crap. So,
they're trying to get ahead of the game.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. But it looks like this Simon Baz character is going to be around for good. From what I've little hints I've seen, that's probably who's going to be in the Green Lantern book more, and they might de-relegate Hal to Green Lantern Corps or something like that. But we'll just have to see. What happens.
I mean, clearly he's going to be around. I mean, they've already made that – I mean, he's part of the new Justice League of
America. Well, I mean, not just be around, but he's going to be more prominent in the Green Lantern, you know, stuff. So,
which is that see. Fact? Okay. Well,
That's just what I'm seeing. And I might be getting the wrong impression, but, I mean, you look at Green Lantern number 20, and it's Hal on the front, but that doesn't mean it's going to stay that way because he's been pretty – I mean – most through the Third Army thing, him and Hal and Sinestro have been inside the Black Lantern ring. So it's all been, you know, Chipmunk and Simon. So,
wait, how do you pronounce that little Chipmunk's name? Is it Bidge, Bodge, Bad?
It's just Chip, isn't it? Oh, Bidig no, or something like that? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I remember now.
The new guy, the one that's hanging out with Bodge.
Yeah, because Chip's dead, Chip. Isn't he?
Yeah, Chip is street pizza.
Oh, ouch!
Oh, he's just a cartoon character.
Yeah. But yeah. and then on to the Rise of the Third Army. That was a big lead up, and then they all ended it all in the Green Lantern Corps Annual. And yeah, disappointing. Just like Caleb said, all of us, you know, basically the Guardians are trying to fight back because you know everybody got wise, and you had the new Guardians, and with Kyle being a White Lantern, which I think is really cool. I'm glad they, you know, putting him above because I like that character. And, you know, they got Carol in there as a Star Sapphire and what's left of the Sinestro Corps, which is just the one, and Simon Baz. And so basically all the entire Corps that wasn't captured by them previously, they come in there. So they keep drawing more and more power from the First Lantern and pretty much end up releasing him. And, you know, poof, all their power – his power was the one that was – powering the Third Army, and all of a sudden there's a white light in Green Lantern 17 and so forth. That starts the Wrath of the First Lantern storyline.
So can we talk about this for
sure? Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, the Third Army thing. It just ended. It was such a, you know, build up.
Oh, I know. It's just, it was ridiculous amount of build up. But yeah, go ahead.
And then all of this, who is the First Lantern thing? You know, he's in shadow, you know, you can't see his face and blah, blah. And then, as far as I can tell, it's a brand new freaking character.
No, this Fall Foom is actually, I think you guys sent me a link about who is the first Lantern. The name, anyway, is the name. Now, they might have done that on purpose, but the name, if you remember the Antimatter Universe, Earth 3, which in pre-Crisis, the character named Power Ring.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, him I remember.
Okay, well, the in one of them, newer incarnations of it, that was the name of the entity in the ring. It was Volthoom.
Okay, so, gosh, yeah, we all remember that. So,
well, that's what made me that thing that you guys sent me at one point about, you know, who the first Lantern is. That's what it was. The name had come from, but you know, whether someplace else in there that, it was okay. Here you go. It was theorized, but never stated in comic, that Volthoom was the antimatter counterpart of the Starheart. But it's back to the whole, you know, Power Ring thing.
I stick with my why. Hide this character in shadow when really is essentially unknown. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Geoff Johns knew who he was and Mark Waid, but beyond that,
yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna vote for nobody knew who he was and
yeah, I'd go with that.
And so far, he's not very interesting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we've got this whole. Those old timers remember the Annihilation 2001 or whatever that was was it Armageddon 2001? I don't remember. But anyway, you had this character Wave Rider trying to find out who Monarch was, and he'd go back and touch a hero, and then you'd see this elaborate alternate universe possibility of where their life would go, and then, you know, the ones that they did in every single title in the DC Comics line, and Batman and Superman, he would do several times, you know. So that's kind of what we got. He's like a emotional vampire, and he's making these heroes go through their alternate lives based off of things that have happened to them, and that's where he's getting his power back. But if he gets powerful enough, he'll be able to warp reality. Now, what I thought was interesting was the first one. I think it was the 20, number 20, excuse me, number 17 in Green Lantern, where they actually show the character. Now, I don't know if you caught that or not, but it shows in the past, and they're all they're not short yet, apparently, when he shows up, and he looks like an American astronaut from the future with white hair, and he's carrying kind of a basic lantern. And he like crashes the part where Corona is doing the beginning of the universe, and you see the hand, and the hand shapes, and there's a ring on it. It looks like a Green Lantern ring. And then there's an
That was a nice touch.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. And then there's an explosion, and then I've survived. And you see this guy in a spacesuit, and it looks like a reverse of the colors of the American flag, where the stripes are blue and the background behind the stars is red, and the stripes are going to the left instead of the right. So it's kind of like an alternate future. And it says, "I've traveled across time and space to find you, my friends. And he says, "Who are you?" And he says, "My name is Volthoom." And it's like in, you know, "And I come in peace." And it looks a lot like Captain Atom to me. So anyway, kind of interesting parallels there. So then they kick in with Black Hand and Simon Baz interacting, but he's, he starts torturing the Guardians and all this other good stuff. So
I don't know. I'm we'll see.
Well, it's the start, and it was a jarring end to the other. But if you know, it's the skeleton. You can kind of see inside of him, and he's got like the rest of the emotional spectrum in there. So it's kind of interesting. I don't know. We'll see. Well,
looks like he's got five of the colors inside of him. Mm-hmm. What's missing here? We got blue, green, red, yellow, and indigo. What's the missing color here? Isn't there six?
Orange.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing orange as part of his. Mm-hmm. His spectrum.
Shouldn't there be seven? There should be seven, shouldn't there?
Well, black and white, too.
No, but like of the...
I don't know, there's one shot there is kind of orange in between the heart and going down to the leg, but...
What do you mean, Marie, there should be seven? I thought there were six colors.
There are seven in the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, geez.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But yeah, there's like he's trying to change reality back when the Guardians got short, which it doesn't tell how that happened. And then they got rid of emotion, and he's got in contact with Ganthet, and he's trying to make him keep them from doing that. And for a split second, you see Simon Baz is being choked by, Black Hand, and then all of a sudden there's like a shutter, and then Black Hand's just like a normal person, and there's Avan Sur starting there, and he says, "I advise you to release me, human. You're attacking Avan Sur, Green Lantern of Earth, Sector 2814 and then he's like, "Ring identify," and then all of a sudden there's another shutter and they go right back. Kind of interesting. So this guy could potentially, he has the power to do that, but we shall see how that progresses. Simon released the rest of the Guardians that were in that secret prison. So, we shall see how that goes. But
now they're Guardians that still have their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
They have not severed their emotional ties to...
Right.
Their emotional ties, period.
Sorry. Exactly.
All
right. So it should be interesting. But yeah. And then the other two issues after that were not that they weren't that great.
What else came out? I know we got Green Lantern, we got Green Lantern Core. Did anything else come out? The New
Guardians? New Guardians, yeah. Next week is Red Lanterns.
So New Guardians came out as well, and I missed it. Damn me all to hell.
Yeah. All right. It was actually, that one was a little bit better. Apparently, Kyle, because of his White Lanternness, is able to resist the White Lantern more easier. So he keeps putting him in these situations, and he actually busts out. So,
what do you mean he resists the White? You mean he resists the Volthoom?
Yeah, he resists the alternate timelines he puts him in. He breaks out of them.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
So that one's a little bit interesting. The art, I'm not sure about. I don't know if that's the new guy or not, but I don't recognize the Aaron Cooter artist. Yeah, see, I don't even recognize that name. But yeah, it's part three.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, not quite. But anyway,
I liked Cooter.
Yeah, that's an interesting character, wasn't it?
That souped up tow truck.
But it's cool to see Kyle is the White Lantern, though. I like what they've done with that. And there is a pretty good shot there showing Kyle through all the different incarnations of that he's been through. So
do you think that this fizzle out on the Third Army thing was premature? Do you think that Geoff Johns actually had other plans and then went, you know what, I'm leaving the Lantern book, so I'm going to go ahead and close out that storyline?
I'm beginning to wonder. That might be it, because the White Lantern thing seems kind of rushed and not as polished as the rest of it, because it was actually interesting. With all that buildup that they did for all those months and tying in the annuals and all this other stuff, and they made a big deal about it on the web and everything else, and then all of a sudden, boom, here's, you know, it's over, you know. And the Third Army is just gone, literally in a puff of smoke, a flick of Volthoom's hand, you know, and very anticlimactic.
Now, how powerful is this character? I mean, I'm beginning to wonder.
Well, if he can alter reality, then I'm thinking pretty powerful. I mean, he's taken on several Guardians, so.
Yeah, but they fought back.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway. I don't know. It's something.
Anywho. So we got so the build up to the Third Army. I guess I know that you wanted to do a little more in depth on the whole Geoff Johns thing. In a later episode, a requiem to Geoff Johns.
Yes,
or something.
I'm going to work on that better. And they've got three more issues of all the team. I would just like to know. I can see, okay, John's leaving, fine. Why? And as far as I know, obviously these are all selling still, or they wouldn't be here. I mean, okay, Green Lantern Corps were pretty, you know, they were doing fine before the reboot. Green Lantern New Guardians was one of the ones, that the new ones, and Red Lanterns was too. Now, I'm still surprised Red Lanterns is still out there. Though the ones that I've read for the Third Army and, you know, sporadic in between when they crossed over with Stormwatch once, they weren't bad. I just wasn't interested in a bunch of foaming mouth Red Lanterns. I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, like we said, there'd be a lot of rage in this book, and that'd be about it. Not my cup of tea. But yeah, it's still out there and it's still going. And now they're adding a fifth title, and then on top of all that, completely ripping out all the creative teams, and then starting all with whole new stuff, replacing. Taking over for Geoff Johns is one thing, and that might be part of it. I don't know. Maybe that's their thing. They won't. Maybe that's their idea behind it. Johns leaving. Let's let everybody else go too, so there's no comparisons in the rest of the line to what was going on before. A complete new, quote unquote, new bold new direction, which I think is very. It's just stupid. I mean, seriously, I think it's ridiculous for them to rip out all of them like that. It doesn't really make much sense to me.
It feels very abrupt, and it feels they could have kept some continuity. And Tomasi seems to be the obvious choice for that. But what is he's over doing a Batman book and Batman and Robin, and that's it. I think.
Yeah, he used to be an editor before that. He was the one that. He was Johns' editor on JSA when bringing back Hal Jordan. He goes over again in his blog post. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure what I think about all that, and I haven't read too many articles yet of what they were going to do when they take over. I know. I've seen at least one. I just haven't had a chance to read it yet. That talks about I don't know. Just I don't know what to think about it. What do you guys think?
I think Tomasi anyway probably wanted to leave when Johns was leaving. I'm guessing part of the attraction of writing the Green Lantern Corps was that he was working with Johns and that they were. working stories out together, and with John's leaving, it probably seemed like a good time for Tomasi to leave as well. And I would expect he's going to have something new announced in the next little while.
Yeah.
He's not going to be...
Hopefully they're working on the next wave of stuff to replace the wave of stinkers that they're going to put out here soon. That's how Stink. I... Oh, come on. Is there one of those titles that sounds interesting at all, really?
Oh, you mean of the new stuff coming out?
Yeah.
I've lost track of the new stuff. I don't know. It'll be... Yeah, there's some different stuff in there, so it'll be fine. And I don't think they've announced all the replacements yet for all the books that are being canceled. I don't think. Maybe they have. I've lost track of all their waves and.
Yeah.
The tide continues. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm not opposed to having a whole bunch of new folks come on, and it's risky, right? Because you've got people that are reading the books for Tomasi and for Johns and wiping, and I guess Peter Milligan, he's doing the Red
Lantern. Yeah, he was, yeah.
So, I mean, all of those guys probably have a bit of a draw, and getting rid of all of them and replacing them with folks that are probably good writers but that don't have the same kind of draw is... It's risky.
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, I know I like Falcao's stuff, so we'll see what he does with it. I don't know.
But they're going with wipe the slate clean, but they're definitely going with a new direction, new.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what the Guardians are going to be like after that.
What was and how big a deal was Geoff Johns when he took on Green Lantern? I know he was doing Justice Society.
Mm-hmm.
Was he already Geoff Johns when he started Green Lantern?
Or well, he took over for Mark Waid's like 7 or 8 year run on the Flash, so he had a little, you know, juice from that. It's like, well, you know, this is a new kid. And then he ended up being really good, which I hated it at first. But then as I started reading it, it was great. So.
And where was Green Lantern at the time that Johns took it over? It wasn't a top tier book by any stretch, right?
Oh, absolutely. There was just the Kyle. And I don't think that was really even selling well.
That's right. Kyle was still.
Yeah, the core was completely destroyed.
So Geoff Johns, like Peter David and Mark Waid, you know, he comes on to a book that, you know, nobody wants to do anyhow, and does whatever the hell he wants and turns it into a hit.
Yeah. Ended up
these two guys have going against them, because these books are, you know, they're top 20, top 30 books.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think any of them are top 10, but I don't think.
Well, maybe Green Lantern, but yeah.
So it's a Geoff Johns had no act to follow, so to speak, whereas these guys have a serious legacy to uphold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sales wise especially. I mean, DC has, you know, a lot invested money wise into this. You know, I mean, even the movie, which, you know, ended up actually making a few dollars, so they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if Guggenheim hadn't anything to do with it, it probably would have been better. Anyway.
And by the way, Murray, the new list of titles so far, according to our retailer buddy Chris Walsh, is Superman, Batman, The Movement, The Green Team, Man of Steel, and Larfleeze.
Man of Steel, I don't remember that.
That's the Lemire.
Lemire's doing that. Okay.
What? Man of Steel? Lemire? Isn't that Scott Snyder and...
Oh, I'm sorry, Snyder, yeah. Sorry.
Scott Snyder's doing that?
Yeah, those two tend to blend together for me, sorry.
Zack Snyder,
huh? That's not fair. I shouldn't blend the two together, but it just they seem to go hand in hand on stuff, so...
Interesting.
Yeah. So Scott Snyder, yes, is doing a Superman book, and then of course there's the the other four. So there's a sixth title, but I don't know if it's been announced yet. I'm sure it's Batman related, though.
Yeah, it might be.
But yeah, you're right. They do need. Hopefully, they do have other ones in line to replace, like Katana and these, you know, Larfleeze, and probably whichever one of these is not the Gail Simone book, they're going to need to replace as well, I'm sure.
Yeah. So. Let's see. Yeah, there was six that were canceled: Firestorm, Hawkman, Deathstroke, Ravager, Sword of Sorcery, which I still. Bothers me because that was a good book, and I Vampire,
which was a good book. But if File Cobb was opting for something else, then the artists were the draw. So.
Well, they got the artist on what was it? Well, he's on something that just started.
Crap. Green Arrow.
Yes, with Lemire, which is actually good. I thought I did enjoy that.
It was good. For a change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they finally restarted it good by basically making it like it was before. The whole Q Core and all that other crap gone. And but anyway, yeah, I don't know. I've got really mixed feelings about this huge shift like that. Just not really sure what to think about it at all.
What is big deal? And these guys, you know, I guess it really depends. I mean, it's all speculation, but it depends on where Geoff Johns and company leave the titles. I mean, are they going to just, you know, kind of a 19, you know, 70s end of it, you know, what was it? Sid and Marty Croft episode where everyone, you know, hey, you know, fists up in the air kind of thing. you know, long live the core, and then next month all new creative teams, or are they going to leave stories in motion and these guys kind of have to jump in and write the stories as is?
Yeah, well, I think just from what I've seen so far, I'm thinking they're gonna end it pretty whatever current storylines, pretty
there's
well.
There's going to be a definite stopping point, is what you said.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what it certainly looks like anyway. So,
I just hope that, you know, they, you know, for all of his efforts with Sinestro, I hope he makes him a bad guy again. I would like to.
He's been really interesting as a quote unquote good guy. Just because he's a Green Lantern doesn't mean he's good. So.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
But one of my favorite little things from that, though, is the fact that he put a failsafe into the Yellow Lantern, and where all I had to do is have a Green Lantern do something inside of it, and it would destroy it. I mean, obviously, his loyalty has always been to the Green Lantern Corps, and that's, you know, even though. So, anyway. Oh, yeah, they're coming out with a new Green Lantern power battery prop. It's like just exactly like the other. I was looking on DCBS's site to see if, you know, we missed anything. But, yeah, $135.97.
Something for your new man cave?
Yeah, well, I've already got one of those, so. This is just a new one, but I guess they're going to have. It's 11 inches high. But they're going to have this is the first and all new line of power batteries, including a brand new finish. Oh crap! Yeah, my new man cave might have to have a couple of those. So, yes, I know.
I have to have a new power batteries.
So anyway.
But what you can do is you can say you actually have it, but it's just invisible. Just like the real Green Lantern.
There you go. That's good. I like that. That's a good one.
There you go. It's right there. It's right there. You blinked. Sorry. You missed it.
Uh-huh. But anyway, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I don't know. It's hard. Going to be a hard act to follow with that, you know, Doug Monkey's art and everything else. So.
I feel less sorry for the artists than I do for the writers. And I don't know. Maybe sorry is not the right word, but I feel less hesitant about the artists because artists come and go. But Jeff Johns has left a fingerprint on this, as has Tomasi over the last few years has. At least, coattail wise, has left a mark on the book, on the characters.
Yeah. Well, and so you got him. He's going to be, you know, concentrating on Justice League stuff, and the Trinity War apparently. So that should be interesting.
I think what's really, you know, all that speculation. Oh, he's leaving Aquaman. He's leaving Aquaman, and it turns out no. He's leaving Green Lantern.
Yeah, who would have thought that, huh? I would have never thought that in a million years.
I guess he really, really wants to do for Aquaman what he did for Flash and what he did for Green Lantern.
He's done a good job of it so far.
His hope and dream.
At least in my opinion, anyway.
And I'd hate to see him leave the Justice League books.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yes, it would. That son of a no. It would. I don't. You know. I don't want to see him leave those because those books are. Justice League is finally getting interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Took a year and a half. And that first issue, Justice League of America, was. It was a little paint by numbers, but it was pretty good though.
I agree. It was interesting.
A good introduction to the team, and probably the most interesting Hawkman's been, and it was only two pages of him.
Yeah, I agree.
Though, is that the way the guy has been in his regular book? Because if that's the case, I think I've been missing something.
No idea, but basically he just, that guy says, oh yeah, you're this guy I've been looking for.
Bye.
And then Offseam, that's interesting.
Yeah, no. Bythe is a longtime Hawkman villain, mm-hmm. And if Hawkman has gone like totally off the reservation, I'm interested in actually checking out the book to see if that's how he's presented in his own title.
Definitely.
And here I go. I'm going to go buy a copy. Dun dun dun.
What, Justice League?
No, Hawkman.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm going to see. Well, I want to see if he is.
That way? Well, maybe that's the way that guy's been doing it. I don't know. I certainly haven't read any of it. Since the first issue. I mean, that was it.
Well, I'll let you know. I will check it out in the next hour or three and let you know.
Hello. I started this website for one reason.
Well, hello. Whoops.
Sorry.
The secret of the three. Like cams.
All right, then. What in the heck are you?
We have a little commercial.
I didn't know we had a...
Where's my pop-up blocker when I need it?
I didn't know that we had a new sponsor on the show.
We had an old sponsor on the show, so there you go. Wow. Pop-up blocker sucks.
Okay.
.com.
There you go. There's our... Our next commercial.
All right, then.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. So, what else?
Gangnam Style.
Don't you dare play that.
Oh, come on.
It was plenty.
Oh, it's a catchy tune.
Yeah. So,
Do you have hope? Who do you want to see in the new Green Lantern? Who would you like to see as the focus of the Green Lantern solo title? You're the bigger Green Lantern fan here, clearly. So,
I want Hal back. That's the reason I got back to it in the first place. But I have a feeling they're going to have that Simon Bass character be the one, and the rest of the Earth-based Green Lanterns. Well. Three Green Lanterns and a White Lantern, and they're all going to be in Green Lantern Corps. But that's just I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm looking at the promo piece that they got on this, and it's by Billy Tan, and he's the Green Lantern artist. So maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
So you would like to see Hal be the focus of that, and then the other guys go over to Green Lantern Corps and New Guardians.
Yeah, that's the way it was before, yeah. I mean, you know. And Green Lantern New Guardians is interesting now that Kyle's a White Lantern. So, I don't know. We'll see. I have to see. Kind of weird seeing Carol as a Star Sapphire and being on our side again.
But that stuck longer than I thought it would.
Yeah, me too. She just had that kind of just sitting in her desk all this time, and then when it hit the fan, you know. So, I don't know. So, I'm not sure what to think.
You would like to see Hal Vak as the main focus in Lantern.
Yeah, I'm trying to find. I know there's been something.
That's a lot of Earth Green Lanterns now.
I know.
Four, five if you count, you know, Kyle still is a Green Lantern. That's five Earth-based Green Lanterns. That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. There's a deal with Venditti, the one doing the other. Okay, good. Here it is right here. It says in the interview on Newsarama that Hal is going to be the focus of the Green Lantern book.
Okay.
There you go. Your wish came true.
Wow. That's great. I thought I'd read something about that.
Say it and it happens.
Yeah. Where's it? Okay, here's something we can just... just found this on Newsarama. 10 things that Geoff Johns brought to the Green Lantern mythos. Go through this real quick.
You don't want to save that for your Geoff Johns?
Oh, yeah, I should save that.
Save it.
And then when Marie actually has a voice, and he can snark on it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Because Marie's all about the snark.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff.
So, okay, so we got five, and clarify for me, and because I still don't get it.
Uh-huh.
Giffen is saying that Larfleeze is going to have no ties to the Green Lantern books.
I don't think that's what he meant. I think he meant that the Threshold book is not tied to the Green Lantern book. I think people were thinking because there is a Green Lantern character in the book that it's going to be tightly tied into Green Lantern continuity, but I think that's what Giffen's saying. I think Giffen's saying that no, Threshold is its own thing that just happens to have a character who once was a Green Lantern in it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, okay, so I get that about Threshold, which, by the way, is probably going to be gone too soon. But
You don't like it?
There's nothing to do about whether I like it or not.
Oh, okay, that's true. Go ahead, continue.
I'm actually asking about Larfleeze. I thought it was you, Chris, who posted on the Facebook that that Giffen is claiming that Larfleeze will not be a Green Lantern book.
I didn't. It must have been.
Someone else did that yes, he's a Lantern character, but he's not going to be tied into Green Lantern stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's
that makes sense too, given that he's very much his own character. Like I suspect that book will be played for if it's played in the same sort of style that the little back issue. Backups have been doing, then it'll be played for humor and it'll be its own little thing, and it won't really matter what's going on in the Green Lantern books because Larfleeze will be he'll just be doing his own thing.
Wow, how long can that last? Jeez.
See, I don't get that either. I can see a backup story, yeah, and then may the Larfleeze Christmas special, and you know, but. I don't really understand a whole entire book on it.
He's freaking Ambush Bug. He's a supporting character. He's a one shot. He's a miniseries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a great character. Or you know, I actually do enjoy the Larfleeze character, but I can't take it month in and month out, and I don't think I will. I mean, given aside, it's going to be difficult to.
Well,
to
yeah, that yeah, he can only carry that so far. And, so and I don't know.
You know, and the joke. Oh, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Well, okay, now it's issue 10. It's mine, it's mine. No.
Yeah. Well, he's got to get all his stuff back because he was robbed.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe it's going to be like Warehouse 13 where he's just going out and he's collecting all of his stuff and every storyline is having to get his little thing back.
Yeah.
Oh, and now I've got the possessed genie bottle that I have to go get. And
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get that either. Yeah. Not sure what to say about it, to tell you the truth.
You know what? And that is probably going to be the conceit of the book, is him just getting his stuff back that was stolen in the in Threshold number one.
Yeah, that very well may be it. Yeah.
Which could have been a really good backup mini one shot.
Mm-hmm.
Concept.
Yeah.
You know, when they needed filler in Green Lantern or Green Lantern Corps, they could have thrown in a 10-page Larfleeze story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see, that makes more sense to me. I'm not the whole Batman Superman series. I'm not real. I don't know. I can't see that being in continuity just like it was before.
And what's the high concept for Batman Superman? Is it, I think I saw something that's like set in the past or something?
I think so. Here, let me go back. I was just
looking
at that.
Another 5 years ago book?
Yeah. Well, I know there was somebody that said something about it in on the Facebook page, but I think it has been hinted that they already knew each other before the Justice League met. Or he at least knew of Superman. I don't know, but I think that's what this is getting at. So
okay.
See. Da, 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 da.
Okay, not to get completely off topic, but did either one of you read Vibe or Katana?
I read Katana.
Go ahead. Oh, you know, I was just gonna say I picked up Vibe.
Yeah, I picked up Vibe and Katana, but I haven't read Vibe yet. Katana, I was like, why?
Yes. It was a big question mark, wasn't it?
I think at this point, they're starting to throw stuff at the wall and just trying to keep that 52 books out. And they just keep throwing things out there, hoping one will be a hit.
Well, they can't have Anne Nesenti writing anything anymore. She needs to stop.
Yeah, I haven't read anything of hers that was good. I mean, it was interesting, some of it. But that character, the way they have it now, is a character in Birds of Prey, and I stopped reading that months ago.
It was very disjointed. She did the same thing in that first issue of Green Arrow,
yeah.
Where it was, you know, incomplete thoughts, scene switches, very very abrupt,
mm-hmm.
Flashbacks that didn't quite fit in with what was going on in the current storyline. And she did the same thing with Katana. It was very, it didn't feel like a good comic book. It didn't feel like something I want to read a number two of.
No, I'm not going to read a number two of it.
That's however, sure. Vibe has me intrigued. I will check out number two.
Well, what I read in Justice League about his powers is it's a lot. I mean, they're definitely different than what they did in the past. So, I mean,
yeah.
So yeah, that at least is something. So
yeah, and the end of Vibe has got up until the last couple of pages, it was a fine story, but the last couple of pages certainly will get me to look at another issue or two. Like, they've got some interesting little guest stars hiding in the background.
Yeah.
Of Vibe.
at the circus.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There were a couple of people I was not expecting to see pop up in the background there.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Looking forward to
seeing. Spoilers, brother, Pariah there, Gypsy.
That should be interesting.
There was actually a couple others that I didn't recognize. So
I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah, and they're probably
here.
All characters that someone with a great deal of DC history would be able to recognize. I didn't pull them all off, but yeah, Pariah was definitely one of the ones, and Gypsy, and I'm curious to see where they're going with that.
They're trying to get the fanboys up in arms by showing stuff from the previous universe, so that's probably it.
Well, yeah. I mean, with a character like Vibe, you got to have more than just...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the character is he's never been an A-list character, right? So you gotta figure out an angle that's gonna pull people in, and if the angle is multiverses or strange corners of the DCU, like then there's a little bit more to him.
Yeah.
Give him some depth outside of, you know, disco dancing. Though a disco dancing, I don't know. That's pretty hip now.
Oh Lord. Is it back in?
Everything's back in. Come on.
I see.
All back.
So, let's see. What else did I read?
Green Lantern. Sorry. Yes, I...
No, that's fine. I think we covered all we could on that anyway.
So, you're going to come back at us in a few weeks with a Geoff Johns retrospect...
Well, not a few weeks. It'll probably be after he really ends his run.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So,
because the house is going to close in about a month. I'll be moving and everything else, and so that'll give me more time to work on it.
Excuses.
All righty.
Hey, I'm saying. I know. Now I'm really getting. It's all built up, and it's going to suck. And yeah.
It really is. I'm confident that it will suck. No, I'm kidding. It'll be great. Seriously. I mean, the guy. I mean, he's got a. You know, you can. Just on his Green Lantern stuff alone, I mean, you could spend lots of time just going top to bottom on that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, feed in a little bit of his Flash stuff and his Aquaman stuff and his whatever else he's done.
He turned that into a chief creative officer role at the company. I mean, I'll tell you right there. How big it is. So,
he's a genius, I tell you. He's a genius.
Yeah. Right. And so, okay. Some can say that, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm good.
So, let's see. Let's throw a little end at the. What did you think of the new Nova?
I haven't read it yet.
I kind of liked it. I liked the spin on it. So, it should be interesting.
I was just starting to read it at breakfast this morning, and then I realized, oh shit, I gotta go to podcast.
Well, they got a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from IDW sale going on right now. The first two trades are under $4. So it's like $3.99. So
wow.
I read the first issue of it and it was good, and I never, you know, I was in between when I switched to digital, so I never did get back to it. I was ordering it at the comic shop, but they never did get it, hold it for me, so you know how that goes. So, check out at least the first trade anyway, or the first issue is free, if I'm not mistaken. So, go check that out. All the regular issues are 99 cents right now. I don't know how many. Yeah, it's like they got 10 on here. But yeah, the volume 1 is $2.99 and volume 2 is $3.99 right now. So that's a lot of issues.
That's a lot of comics.
Written by the creator. So
Laird and Eastman. Eastman,
yeah,
and
East, Eastman's the one doing the writing on it with some other guy. But the first one I read was actually pretty good. Yeah, Kevin Eastman and Tom Waltz. Art by Dan Duncan.
Speaking of green characters.
Yes. Because it does kind of tie in, doesn't it?
He's green. You're green. Come on.
So, anyway.
All right. I'm spent on Green Lantern stuff at the moment. Bottom line, it's good stuff. I mean, I have to admit, I'm not reading Red Lantern. I'm not reading New Guardians, and I will pick up Larfleeze just for the novelty. But who knows how long I'll stick with it? And
yeah, I don't see myself going on with that either. So,
I will pick up number 21 probably of all the books just to see what the new creators. Are saddled with,
yeah.
And see if they can put out some quality product.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And I may even pick up the 20s just to see how they close them out. Just to say, if they do that, fists in the air, Green Lantern, ho!
That's what will happen.
Long live the lanterns! Oh, wait a minute, that's a different book. Sorry. Lanterns assemble? No.
Yeah. So anyway,
now they're all end with brightest day and blackest night. No evil souls.
Yep. They just got through doing that in one of the other ones. So
they'll all end that way. So
yeah, I'm sure they will.
Even Red Lanterns.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's it for this week. As usual, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelawnbox.com. Also can talk to us on the Facebook page, and another shout out to Ethan and Evan Meadow and Chris Walsh for keeping up with the news, since I'm in internet news purgatory. That'd be a good word for it while I'm working these days, so they do a good job of that. And also you can comment on the actual episodes at talesfromthelawnbox.com/the-show. And that is it for this week. We are out.